In the spring of 2001, several people were taken hostage in the Philippines by terrorists and held for over a year. Two of those held against their will were Martin and Gracia Burnham. We look back 20 years to an event that got the attention of the world on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
In March 2001, Martin and Gracia Burnham were among several hostages taken by the group Abu Sayyaf in the Philippines. They had been in the country 16 years, with Martin working as a pilot, shuttling supplies to missionaries in remote villages.
We knew that when the Philippine military would find us, it was just indiscriminate shoot up the camp. There was never selective gunfire, and we knew we were in trouble.
In fact, Martin was killed over a year after the crisis began, as the Philippine army stormed the camp where they were being held. The pair were hiked miles each day with little food or water.
There were so many days in the jungle that we starved. There were like 125 Abu Sayyaf and 20 hostages. Those are a lot of people in the jungle to feed.
They wondered if anyone was working for their peaceful release.
We thought, someone needs to ransom us out of here. And I would ask Martin, how can we expect someone to ransom us when we don't believe in that?
But someone from Dallas heard their story and paid a large ransom. But
the FBI delivered the ransom to the group that didn't have us.
The militants had become disgruntled and splintered into many groups, and those ransom dollars went into the wrong hands.
I used to wonder why I came home from the jungle. Why didn't the strong one, Martin, come home? Because he was the one that always kept our minds right. And the strong one died in a gun battle. And the weak one came home.
You can hear the full interview on our Farming the Countryside podcast. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and look for episode 171. Gracia continues to speak to many groups about her experiences and her Christian faith. The final piece of the story that you won't want to miss is next time. As we travel the countryside in Derby, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.